This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Have we got my man there, Andy?
Boy, I hope.
Okay. Well, Andy, you sound like you have a cold. Joining me tonight, because we're trying to make a regular thing of this, is he is part of the Ensemble podcast, the Polite Society podcast. He is self-defense gun stories. He writes for the Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, and is a featured writer at Ammoland.com. This is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. It's great to be with you again.
So then,
plenty to write about, isn't there?
Yeah, well, especially for you, I've been thinking this is one of those moments where, now you're an instructor on occasion, right?
Right.
So, do you think we're going to see church groups start to seek out instruction?
Just as I've already heard comments from people at gun stores who said people think they need to protect themselves. I've also had a number of instructors and a number of people who are on church security teams say, oh yeah, we've been thinking about it for a while, but we're going to do it now. It's already happening.
Now, you have been through the FASTER program.
I have.
Would the FASTER program template, would that work in a church?
Absolutely. And there's a large crossover between people trained in one and trained in the other. They talk to each other all the time. They're trying to steal best practices between them.
I don't know what I just heard, but I just heard some very loud noises coming over my end. Let me see if I can keep that from happening again. I'm watching as we're seeing the usual suspects come out and play in the gun control world, and the usual celebrity Twitter feature people that are coming out there too.
Right.
And everybody seems to be missing the point that the gunman got stopped by a gunfighter.
Absolutely. A good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun using virtually the same firearm.
But a little more effective, and he wasn't shooting at fish in a barrel, was he?
He was not. Some mutual friends of ours, Dr. John Adine, several firearms instructors that I'm in frequent contact with and have trained with, were having a handgun combatives course a couple dozen miles from that site.
Yeah.
I know people that drove past that. We have friends of friends who were shot. Yeah, it's close enough. The gun community is small enough. Our world, yours and mine, is large enough that this gets personal very quickly.
Oddly enough, this is the first time I've ever heard of an NRA-certified instructor having to be the defender.
True. You don't hear of it very... Isn't that interesting? The NRA gets blamed. They were the defender, not the attacker.
Yeah. The... I have often said that people who train to be gunfighters seem to never get into gunfights. And I guess I'm going to extend that to this gentleman who got out there. I mean, this was not a fight that he was involved in. This is one that he threw him. He must have felt an enormous tug on his moral compass, and he went and kitted up and went inside and came outside and engaged, which most people, when you say, well, he engaged the gunman, that's a very innocuous sounding phrase for what is actually a terrifying moment when you actually get into a gunfight.
He heard it. He didn't really understand what it was. His daughter, who was in his kitchen. Have you used his name yet? Can we?
What, the shooter? Yeah, he's the bad guy. Yes, let's give him full credit for his malfeasance of humanity. Devin Kelly, absolutely.
No, I meant the good guy with a gun.
Oh, well, yes, I don't even know if I can pronounce it correctly. You feel free to go ahead.
I've got to find it first. Oh, I lost it. Yeah. The defender, and I've lost his name. When it comes up, we'll let everybody know, was taking a nap. His daughter, he walks out. His daughter says, "Dad, I think that's gunfire." "Oh, no, it doesn't sound like that from my end of the house." He joins her in the kitchen and goes, "Oh, my gosh." He grabs his gun, grabs a mag, starts loading, and he goes, he watches his daughter get all upset. He goes, "Here, honey, you load mags." He's barefoot. He heads out his door. A block away is the church. He sees the gunman. He's behind his neighbor's pickup truck. He engages the gunman. The gunman shoots back, shoots his... That's an interesting discussion. The murderer shoots the pickup truck that our good guy is using as cover.
All right.
What the good guy does not know is that he put two rounds into the murderer, one in the leg, one into the chest. The gunman, the murderer, goes, "Yeah, you and I are gunmen. We're not murderers." The murderer takes off and goes, "This is not the fish in a barrel I signed up for." He leaves. Our barefoot defender with rifle in hand sees a guy in a pickup truck driving past, goes, "Hey, there's a guy who just shot up the church." The driver, cowboy hat on, says, "Climb in." They follow him down the road. The murderer crashes the car. They're 100 yards or so away. They don't do any more shooting. They're just monitoring the scene. And I won't say it's comical. In hindsight, it's all right, we need a new name here. The police use a PA to yell at the murderer, "Come out with your hands up." And the defender, because the police are behind him, puts the gun down and raises his hand and backs up. And they go, and he hears somebody yell, "Not you, you idiot." You know, it's like, guys, we need... We need some more terms here. We need another name. Buy yourself a noun.
Yeah. The guy's name is Stephen Williford.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know his age. We know he was a NRA certified instructor at some point, not current.
And he is an NRA member.
He is an NRA member, and he engaged with an AR-556. Which is the caliber, unless his was a Ruger as well. I think the Ruger is called an AR-556, right?
You can get the same gun barreled in either 223 or 556. It's, can't tell.
Yeah.
Need a scorecard.
Yeah, that's one of those things that doesn't really matter. I think 556 is the military round because of right. Something to do with, is it because they're boat-tailed or something? I don't know what
it is. It's the SAMI specs are just a little different.
Yeah. I would imagine that the round in the upper body probably would have killed him if he hadn't shot himself, wouldn't you? I mean, the tumbling characteristic of the...
I don't know when, where, and how. I mean, I don't know the extent of the damage. After he crashed his car, the murderer killed himself with a shot to the head.
He dropped his AR. The bad guy dropped his AR when Mr. Williford engaged him and ran to his car. And he left the AR there.
The defender recognized the body armor and deliberately shot between it. I thought that was pretty sophisticated.
It is. Body armor is not. And I mean, even being hit when the, you know what? We'll talk about body armor when we get back. Let me do a little pointing, if I may. Rob Morse, you can find him at Ammoland.com. You can find him at ClashDaily.com. Slow Facts WordPress blog. He is a member of the Ensemble Cast of the Polite Society podcast, and he has self-defense gun stories, which we're going to get into later on tonight. That's what we're talking about with Mr. Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last she would've known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959. 1-800-783-2959.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morris from Polite Society Podcast and Self-Defense Gun Stories. And you had just made the point of Mr. Williford knew to shoot in the gap where the body armor wasn't. Yep. That's the thing about body armor. Wearing body armor is not just slipping into something. There's actually a little degree of skill, right? You got to present the body armor to whoever might be shooting at you.
It's strongly influenced the way we train.
Yeah.
Look at them. You know, everybody squares up to the threat. There's a reason for that.
I'm presuming that this Air Force reject didn't know that. That would be my presumption.
Yeah, he didn't spend a lot of time with the gun in hand.
Well, he was in logistics. He was in the Air Force. I mean, the Air Force or not. There's a few elements of the Air Force that do a little ground pounding, but most of them don't.
Have you had a chance to talk compare and contrast what the talking heads talked about versus the facts?
Which part?
Well, I mean, they said we need universal background checks. These are, you know, the typical talking points, and we've heard them from politicians.
Sure.
We've heard them from anti-gun advocates, and you go, fellas, he passed one. Now, he was denied his Texas concealed carry permit, but the murderer got his AR absolutely legally.
I would have to imagine that's a very interesting thing that he because around here the permit background check is nearly identical to the buy the gun background check.
Oh, interesting.
And I would have to imagine that if, I'm sure nobody thought to ask this, but how was it he was able to, I know why he was able to buy guns, but
what were the differences? What did the Texas DPS look at?
What did they see?
The FBI?
They saw something. They saw something.
Yep.
And the sad part about this is that I think most criminals that are criminals presume they're put on the NICS, and we know that this is not an isolated affair. Devin Kelly's not the only guy that didn't get reported to the NICS. I've heard that as many as 1 million felons out of the Northeast may not be on the NICS system, and the only reason we don't hear about that is because they think they are, and they just don't go buy a gun at a gun shop.
Yeah, there are, I think, some 28 states who are years in arrears in entering criminal histories into NICS, which is amazing when you contrast that with some states like Illinois, who run their entire concealed carry list every night.
Do they really?
Yes.
Checking for updates.
We want to find, because now if you committed a crime in Illinois, they would know, of course, but we want to make sure you didn't commit a crime out of state. So it's bizarre. But look at this. You can carry a firearm into a church in Texas. If you have to be told in either written form or verbal form that it's not allowed. So if you will, it's an opt out. And the church would have to be posted. I live close enough, I've seen those signs. They're called 30-06 and 30-07,
right,
depending on whether they prohibit concealed carry or open carry. There's no evidence the church was posted. So sadly, the people in this congregation could have been armed for their own defense. They chose not to be. They thought, who us? And now everybody who's part of a church security team is going, yeah, who us? So we have to carry. I mean, it has really been an eye-opener.
Well, the thing, I called my preacher.
Yeah?
And I talked to him years before, and he was like, it's horrible to even think about that. I don't want to ever think there's going to be a day when you got to carry a gun in a church. And I called him yesterday, and I said, I don't want to get, I take no pleasure in telling you this, but it is the righteous thing to do to prepare to defend yourself. And he's actually moved on from the church where he was my preacher, and now he's a preacher at another church. And I think they're already doing that there. I think along the way he has seen the error of his ways, because the first time was years before, and then I didn't bring it up again. And now that he's out there somewhere else. I think they're actually doing it. So that's good. But this idea that there's some places that are just so sanctified that you should never think about having to do that, that's a soft target.
Yes, isn't it? It's saying, I mean, hear what he said. I can't imagine it. Well, preacher, it's not what you can imagine that's governing here. It's what others can imagine. Have you had my friend Greg Hopkins on? He was a prosecutor, a lawyer. He wrote the book A Time to Kill, and he frequently trains church security staff in the legal use of force in a church setting.
I know the name, but I haven't had him on yet.
Yeah, but
you need to hook me up.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll absolutely do that. Very difficult. Fortunately, he takes a very deep dive into Scripture and talks about that it is less a contradiction than you think, because, you know, Jesus Christ was a Jew, right?
Right.
They were not. They may have been God's chosen people, but they were not popular amongst the Romans. So they had a history of oppression. The Old Testament and New Testament are chock full of descriptions of how they had to live with oppression and how they had to go armed and live with it. So there's a lot we can learn from him. I recommend his book, Greg Hopkins, A Time to Kill.
So let's close on this sad, you and I anyway, the segment
yes.
you and I are doing on this shooter, and simply say this guy is an indicative of the failure of the gun control mechanism.
I have to say so.
Yeah, it's impossible to. It's only as good as the people reporting who the bad
right.
guys are.
Right. Bill, it's security theater every bit as much as TSA.
Yep. So.
It does not keep us safe. It will not keep us safe. We're being sold a bill of goods just like a used car salesman. All right, so they wear a nicer suit now that they're elected to office.
Indeed. Rob Morse, if you haven't ever listened to his stuff, go to iTunes, get Self-Defense Gun Stories, download the Polite Society podcast, give that a listen. It'll be worth your time. You'll enjoy yourself. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock. Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse regarding, we've moved on. Well, you know, the Texas thing is a calamity that happened because of a systemic failure. And
yes, sir.
We can sit here and hash it out over and over again. And the same thing ends up with a guy who was home minding his own business that got out and decided to get involved and probably saved how many lives? However many people were left in that church, probably.
Yes, so, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So let's talk a little self-defense, shall we? You got some self-defense gun stories for us?
I have a few. Last week we did a Are You Safe at Home special. All three of the examples started when uninvited guests arrived. First example came out of Dallas, Texas. It's 5 a.m. You and your wife are home. You hear music blaring from a really loud car out on the street. It parks. The engine's running. A few minutes later, you hear someone banging on your front door. At 5 a.m? No, look, you're not going hunting with your buddies. This is unexpected. You answer the door and a stranger asks to come in and you don't recognize. You don't know this guy. Wrong address, partner. No, you can't come in. The stranger seems a little confused and angry, but he leaves. For a while, a few minutes later, he kicks in your front door. You grab your gun from your nightstand and confront this guy standing in your home. He walks toward you. You shoot him several times. Then that was the form of communication necessary for the intruder to go, oh, okay, bad idea. Then he leaves. The police pick him up on the street right in front of your house. He's taken by EMTs to the hospital. He's expected to survive. you and I are thinking somebody's either intoxicated on drugs or maybe he thought it was a drug buy and he was so confused. We're just, the police did take some samples from the car for testing. They had the same suspicions. Let's look at what our homeowner did right. The great news. I mean, you have your family behind him. You have your family behind you. You hear your door kicked in. Terrible situation. Would have been worse if the intruder walked in and caught you in your bedroom. So, hey, lots of us don't lock our doors at night. They're closed, but okay. Step one, lock your door.
Yeah.
You and I grew up in an era where a lot of us didn't. Now we know it's smarter to do that. If you've got an alarm, great, but still, you have to turn it on. You make them force their way inside. That deters some people. Awesome. Not all of them. One thing that's not clear, really, is how the homeowner got his gun. It wasn't grabbed from the nightstand, really. Was he just standing there with it? Was he carrying? Did he have to get it from a safe? Was it a quick access safe? Was it in a drawer? We don't know, but we do know what we tell our students to do. You need to keep people who shouldn't have that gun from getting it. Are there any kids in the house? Do you have visitors over? It has to be on you or secured. And hopefully, there are now, what, $99 safes. You push four buttons, bang, you're in a few seconds. It's so straightforward and convenient. You can do it in the dark. Another one of those, what we don't notice till we mention, how did the homeowner know who this intruder was? Did he leave his lights on because he was awake at 5? They don't mention a flashlight. You or I tell our students, hey, you can't shoot a dark shape in your house. You don't want to shoot your drunk neighbor. You don't want to shoot your brother-in-law or sister. You need to identify where you're going to put a bullet. You need to know your target before you use lethal force. Another kind of, Bill, I'll ask you, and because I don't have the answer, should the homeowner have called police after the first contact, even though no crime was committed?
Wouldn't you think just in the sense of trying to cover yourself, you would do that?
Well, and or maybe you said, hey, I found this guy. I didn't smell alcohol, but something's really strange. Do you want to do a drive-by? Maybe there's an intoxicated person driving in our neighborhood. You'd probably want to call the non-emergency number, but not a bad idea. But not the sort of thing I would think of at 5 in the morning unless I'd just gone through this story. Let's see. Anything else? Get better door locks.
You know, there are products out now that you can mount around. You don't want to putting a kick-proof door in place is very expensive. But there are companies out there that will, you can buy parts that go inside the door sill that reinforce the door sill to where it's not impossible to kick it in, but it's going to take a little bit of time. And that time is, you know, I carry a gun I carry a gun everywhere I go. So if somebody starts kicking in the door, I don't need too much time. I am going to be startled, of course, because I'm human. But
let's add this. This gentleman had to engage a threat in his home.
Right.
Would have been awesome. I've got to bring it up. What was his wife doing? Was she on the phone? Team tactics. Honey, we've just, you know, you and I can train. Fortunately, my wife trains with me. My relatives train. That's just made us 10 times a harder target. One of you, what you don't want to be is the guy who's trying to divide your attention between 911 and a lethal threat in front of you. Okay? Here, One of you manages the phone, the other manages the threat. You stay out of each other's way. Better yet, you're both armed, and that's a sufficient deterrent to make this guy go, whoa, I thought this was a drug house. Boy, did I get the wrong information. I'm out of here.
Right.
Just so much better than having to get the carpet cleaned.
Yes. Such a tough, the carpet and, you know, the back wall. And
They are cooperating with investigation. It is going to go to a grand jury because the grand jury's the body that looks at all the facts. So you're probably looking at lawyer bills, and you have to ask, I was absolutely innocent. I probably have to engage a lawyer to make sure I know when I should give testimony and when I shouldn't. You're just a robust self-defense. You're out thousands and thousands of dollars. Would a couple of larger screws in the door and maybe an automatic light on the front porch, could that have saved you thousands of dollars? It's not about guilt or innocence. It's about a prudent defense.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Isn't that fun?
And of all people that I know, Rob would know because of his partner, Paul Lathrop. He had some difficulty in that arena. We're not going to get in. We don't have time to get into that right now. But here's what we will say. Out there in the iTunes, in the tune-ins, you can find things like Polite Society Podcast. You can find Self-Defense Gun Stories. On the interwebs, you can go to Slow Facts WordPress blog. I love it whenever Rob publishes something new because of the way he writes. I just go with it. I try to do it the way I think he's saying it. I can hear him trying to say it in his mind, so I'm just trying to repeat that. Don't tell Rob I said that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, Polite Society Podcast, the Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast, Slow Facts WordPress blog, Ammo Land featured writer, Clash Daily. I'm sure on Clash Daily that have we heard from Mr. Giles on this yet? Nobody writes an article like Doug Giles.
I've seen several commenters post articles on Clash Daily. I didn't check to see if Doug had written one yet.
I'm sure when he writes one, that's going to be an interesting one.
Bill, I've got two more stories. They're fairly short. Shall we try and get them in the 10 minutes
try
we have
that.
Left?
Let's do that.
Speed round. This one in my home state of Louisiana. This one up near Keithville. You hear something. It's 10 in the morning. You look through your front porch and see, what? Four young men. They're wearing hoodies, backpacks. Why don't recognize any of them? And that's kind of a problem. You open the front door with a gun in your hand. That isn't what this robbery crew expected to find. They bolt. Well, a neighbor had already called the police. The police catch them as they're, you know, stashing the car. They found the hoodies, the backpacks, a large knife, and a stash of marijuana. Burglary tools. Yeah, come on, fellas. Not the sharpest knives in the drawer. Okay, you and I think, why are you here? We're indignant. Guy, you don't want to start a four-on-one melee, even if you're armed.
Right.
Just, I don't care how good you are with a gun. You don't want to get in it. Because one guy you don't see behind you, what about the fifth guy who's in the bushes, you know? No, don't start the fight. You win every fight you avoid. So let's back up a step. Louisiana's open carry. That means rather than walk out with a gun in your hand, it could have been in a holster. You don't even need a permit. You can open carry. Why is that important? Suppose it is a bunch of guys showing up and they say, hi, we're here to rake leaves. They're falling. We're ready to work. You know, it's the girl. Here's our little sisters. They're going door to door for Girl Scout cookies. Whatever, you've just brandished a firearm if they're not the bad guys. Oh, by the way, you don't know it, but your neighbor just called police, so if you're snooty about them being on your front porch, you could face a brandishing charge. Was it true? I don't know. Do you want to really go to in front of a judge and have to explain it? When a couple dollar holster would have solved it?
Yeah.
Oh, but I don't know how to present. okay, you went to the expense of buying a firearm. Go take a day of training. You learn about firearm safety, how to shoot, where to shoot, hopefully also a discussion of when to shoot, how to carry, how to present, and you can't reproduce any of that after the first day, but it is your license to learn. And then you can start the slow process of slow, careful, dry practice that teaches you everything you need to know. Isn't that, Bill, isn't that how you would treat your next-door neighbor?
Yes.
Because they're with you and you're a trusted source, you'd show them more than they could absorb, and then they'd practice on their own and come back and say, okay, I'm ready for more.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, if they get bitten by the bug, that's the thing, isn't it? Most people get bitten by that bug.
The great news is firearms are so effective, you can use them quickly. The good news, we have millions of man years of experience with them. We can tell you what works and what doesn't. We can show you best practice. Let's jump into South Carolina and have another discussion of best practice. Someone rings your doorbell at 8 in the morning. Again, you answer it. And a big guy forces his way inside, and you can't stop him. You're a young woman. You're home alone. He's much bigger than you are. You retreat. You reach for your phone, and the stranger pursues you and grabs it. Oops. What are they always told? Oh, don't get involved. Just call the police.
Right.
Well, there went your way to call them. Your lifeline to the outside world is now in an invader's hands. What you going to do? If you've thought about it before, you're armed. If you hadn't thought about it before, you do what this lady did. You run to the bedroom, grab your gun. As your attacker pursues you, you shoot him until he decides to run away. Notice, I don't think any of these guys died. We had two cases where the trigger actually had to be pressed, one where it didn't, meaning the criminals ran away directly. Okay, it's a psychological stop. You didn't kill them in your home. But wow, wouldn't it have been better if you had kept the bad guy outside? By the way, now that he runs, do you have a spare cell phone? You probably, it doesn't say, I'm suspecting you now have to go outside, maybe out the back door, go to your neighbor and say, hi, a bad guy just grabbed my phone and ran. The phone may be outside where the bad guy dropped it, but that's the wrong time to go searching for it. So you run to a neighbor's probably, let them contact the police. Wow, what a lot to learn in such a little bit of time. Bill, what do you tell your friends when you take them shooting?
Well, I tell them many things.
About self-defense, pardon me.
About self-defense. As far as taking a gun and carrying a gun for self-defense, it is really literally one of those things. If you're not going to pull it to use it, you probably shouldn't carry it.
Right.
Because in a struggle, if you're not going to use it in a self-defense capacity, it may come loose, and then they've got it, and they will turn it into an offensive weapon. And when a gun is introduced to one of those things, it is one of those instances where, you know, it may be the difference between a bad beating and being killed.
Right.
So that part of it... I try to go sort of easy on that because it makes me sound like I'm a mad dog, but I'm not a mad dog. I'm just somebody that does not want to be caught unprepared.
I've had students, you've had friends, I'm sure, who said, I want a gun for self-defense. Cool. Are you going to take the concealed carry class? No, I just want it at home. That way it'll be there when I need it.
Right.
Yes, if I could find the antidote for that, I would make us all rich. If you knew you needed it, you wouldn't go there. The reason you carry and I carry is for the unexpected time when we need it and didn't see the warning signs or saw them too late, or like this, like what happened to this the Texas church murderer. You're a bystander and something that completely not your problem presents itself and you feel compelled to intervene. Comes in all kinds of ways.
All kinds of ways.
We have a minute 20. Where do you want to go now?
Well, I mean, the whole idea about self-defense is that being in a self-defense situation is never going to be convenient. It's never going to be, okay, this is the perfect time for this to happen. It's always going to be the worst time. So you've got to be prepared for the worst all the time.
You and I know a few guys who travel with a great big med kit. Okay, so you've got at least a tourniquet and some bandages and rubber gloves in your back pocket or your backpack. Maybe a little more in your car. You've trained so that you can present a firearm safely. Knowing that you can present and what that is like is immensely valuable because you can then recognize when you have time to defend yourself. In many of these stories, Bill, and you know this chapter and verse, the defender waited for their moment.
Yep.
Which is easy to do if you're armed and you know what it takes to present. We'll be back. There'll be more stories just like it next week.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining me this evening. Polite Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Story, Slow Facts WordPress Blog, Ammoland.com, and Clash Daily. That's where you can find them. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
Coming up next from YouTube, Such00 Don Porter is going to join us to talk about all this minutia with YouTube. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.